A Jewish Journal article, How Sandy Nasseri Rebuilt Her Business. In a celebration on June 11, Melrose Inc., a technology sales, service and solutions provider, had a ceremonial ribbon-cutting ceremony for its reopening, attended by members of the Wilshire Boulevard Temple congregation, rabbis and Los Angeles City Council member Katie Yaroslavsky. It came after a period of significant challenges, including the civil unrest of 2020 and the SAG-AFTRA strike. Despite these obstacles, CEO Sandy Nasseri and her team have rebuilt and revitalized their space and lab, now employing over 80 people in Los Angeles. Nasseri was born in Tehran, Iran, and grew up in Israel, where she served in the Israel Defense Forces, IDF. Before moving to the U.S., she studied engineering and opened Melrose Inc. in 2003. After the business was looted and destroyed 4 years ago, it continued to operate from another location, providing essential services to thousands of clients. Nasseri quickly got over the initial shock of seeing her business destroyed and decided to open a bigger and better company with a cutting-edge technology lab. She expanded into the space next to the original Melrose Mac store. The new store is in a 100-year-old building that used to be a sardine factory. The space includes an additional 5,000 square feet, features a new solar panel installation providing power to the building and provides workspace for over 80 team members. The multi-million-dollar tech enterprise serves a diverse array of clients and delivers state-of-the-art data storage and infrastructure solutions to companies across a wide array of industries, including television, film, military defense, and life sciences. They are an Apple Premier partner, providing sales and support for the entire Mac lineup in the greater LA area and throughout California. Other prestigious collaborations include entities such as the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL, Caltech, Cedars-Sinai, and Amgen. The grand reopening of our new facility symbolizes a new era for Melrose Inc., Nasseri said. It's not just about expanding our physical space. It's about expanding our vision and capabilities to better serve our clients with cutting-edge technology and exceptional customer service. Nasseri sat down for an interview with the Journal to discuss the new phase of her business. Answers have been edited for clarity. Jewish Journal. What gave you faith that you could make a comeback after your business was looted? Sandy Nasseri. On the day of the civil unrest in May 2020, our offices and retail store were destroyed. The only light remaining on in the entire building was my office light, and from that, I knew I had to rebuild. From that light came the strength to come back through the darkness and rebuild our business to serve the community, the state, and the country. It renewed my faith that I had to bring good out of this darkness for my family, our employees, and my community. The day after the unrest, friends and strangers turned out bearing bagels and coffee, helping us sweep up the debris and coming with hugs of support. With such community partnerships, I knew we could make it back. JJ. How did your training in the IDF help you on a daily basis in your tech business? SN. I served as sergeant in the IDF. Serving in the IDF, we are often trained to solve complex problems under pressure, which can be directly applied to overcoming challenges in a technology company. At Melrose Inc., we have to think quickly and be adaptable, which are valuable traits in the fast-paced world of technology. Of course, there's also the resilience I learned about in the IDF. At Melrose Inc., managing risks and bouncing back from setbacks is crucial for success. JJ. How do you view technology? SN. The future of AI and technology is promising, provided we harness it wisely and ethically. As a traditionalist who values the benefits that technology can bring, I believe that even as AI and technological innovations advance, it's crucial to ensure they are tools that serve humanity, not replace it. By focusing on user-friendly designs and applications that cater to human needs, we ensure that technology remains a servant of the people, enhancing personal and professional productivity without overwhelming us. JJ. Does technology bring people together? SN. In our family, we place a strong emphasis on our Jewish heritage. We actively participate in cultural events, attend synagogue, and observe Shabbat and other significant holidays. These traditions are integral to our identity and have been passed down through generations. However, it's the blend of these time-honored practices with modern technology that has enriched our family experience. Through local and global experiences, my family and I have learned that technology can enhance our understanding of what brings people together. That could mean learning about the diversity of Jewish customs as we travel to Italy, Panama, or Spain, or participating in community service projects. Technology helps us document these moments and share them with others. This fosters a sense of global community and empathy, teaching my sons that while we may come from different backgrounds, there are universal values that connect us all. As a parent, watching my two sons grow up in a world where technology is omnipresent has been both fascinating and heartwarming. Through their eyes, I see how technology can be a bridge between our rich traditions and the ever-evolving future.